Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm pretty sure that's Leslie Grossman on the end of that one there. Leslie, did you recognize your voice?
Yes. I did.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, and this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and that's what we're talking about this visit with our good friends, our dear friends, longtime friends, Joan Pride, Leslie Grossman. Joan works for the government now, and Leslie has her own business. She's a leadership coach, author of many books. She's one of the leaders in women, helping women develop their businesses. I've witnessed her doing it. I know how good she is. And both of them, though, courageous survivors of breast cancer, and so grateful to both of you for joining me to talk about this, to get this out and help people. I know what's in your hearts, and I know you want to help people. Joan, what do you think as we wrap things up? What do you want to say to people going forward?
I guess my message at this point is, back in the Stone Age when I was diagnosed, I was told, your initial treatment is your best chance for survival, because if it comes back, that's it. And I think as scary as it is to see so many women with metastatic breast cancer nowadays, the good news is the treatments have improved and there are more options, so you have more of a fighting chance.
And they're not as caustic. They're not as debilitating
not
either,
as debilitating.
Are they?
That's right. Yeah.
So there was a time, Leslie, when I remember people who had cancer, and they actually chose not to get the treatment because they said, well, that's worse than the cancer. I mean, it's not like that anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
No, that's a very good point.
That's right, and you can't make that choice today. If you know anyone that loves their family, there's so much research, and so much. That's why we have to support the research that's being done. Mm-hmm. It is possible to wipe it out.
Are you ladies surprised that we haven't found, after all these years, all the money that's been spent, are you surprised that we haven't found a way to, we haven't found the silver bullet to fix this?
Well, the problem is it's not just we call it breast cancer, but we're probably talking about a whole bunch of different types and forms of it.
Yeah.
So you're fighting on all sorts of different fronts.
Mm-hmm. Leslie?
Yeah. It's true. Now, one thing I'd like to just put out there, one thing, it's really important that we support women's health in general. And there's a lot of politically closing women's health centers around the country. And we need to keep those open, because that's where women that are not affluent, that don't have, or they live far away from a hospital or that, they depend on those women's health centers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they get their mammograms. That's where they get checked. That's where they get the advice. So we need to support women's health, because women's health is critical in supporting the family and the children.
Right.
We have to keep women healthy.
Well
and
said.
And that relates to breast cancer.
Well said.
Joan,
are you surprised at how much fight you had in you? I wasn't. I sure wasn't surprised. But
yeah,
were you surprised at how much fight you had in you?
Well, I think it was only because of people like my pesty husband and dear friends like you and my colleagues at work. I mean, it's my family. They were lifting me up, praying for me, helping me. That's how I got through it.
It was a village. What do you think, Leslie? Did you? I mean, I wasn't surprised at either one of you. But did you find strength you didn't know you had?
I did, and I think that also that will to just keep going and not let things stop us, in our life, and knowing that you are not alone, that other women are going through this and that you have other women and people to talk to about this. You should never go through this alone.
Who understand,
And and you need to talk to other women that have been through it, because that gives you the hope to get through it and knowing that they have too.
Well said, Leslie. Joan, last thoughts.
I couldn't agree with more with everything Leslie says. You know, it does take a village, and we all have to work together to fight this.
Leslie, Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Grossman, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad you're survivors. We all three remember our dear friend Judith Glazer. You guys keep safe, keep doing a good job, and come back soon.
Okay.
Thank you, Leslie.
You,
thank you, John. I love you guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care of yourself.
Love you too.
I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.